Well, hello, it's lovely that you've joined us for another thought for the day as we're working our way through the book of Joshua. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, you have given us another day to enjoy in your presence and in your word. So we pray now, Lord, that in these few moments that you will reveal to us your truths, implant them in our hearts, we pray, to your praise and glory. Amen. Well, today we're continuing to read through Joshua chapter 10, and we're reading verses 16 to 28. Now the five kings had fled and hidden in the cave at Makkedah. When Joshua was told that the five kings had been found hiding in the cave at Makkedah, he said, "Roll large rocks up to the mouth of the cave and post some men there to guard it. But don't stop. Pursue your enemies, attack them from the rear, and don't let them reach their cities, for the Lord your God has given them into your hand." So Joshua and the Israelites destroyed them completely, almost to a man, but the few who were left reached their fortified cities. The whole army then returned safely to Joshua in the camp at Makkedah, and no one uttered a word against the Israelites. Joshua said, "Open the mouth of the cave and bring those five kings out to me." So they brought the five kings out of the cave, the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish and Eglon. When they had brought these kings to Joshua, he summoned all the men of Israel and said to the army commanders who had come with him, "Come here and put your feet on the necks of these kings." So they came forward and placed their feet on their necks. And Joshua said to them, "Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous. This is what the Lord will do to all the enemies you are going to fight." Then Joshua struck and killed the kings and hung them on five trees, and they were left hanging on the trees until evening. At sunset Joshua gave the order, and they took them down from the trees and threw them into the cave where they had been hiding. And at the mouth of the cave they placed large rocks, which are there to this day. And that day Joshua took Makkedah. He put the city and its king to the sword and totally destroyed everyone in it. He left no survivors. And he did it to the king of Makkedah, as he had done to the king of Jericho. So what are your first thoughts after hearing those verses? Maybe you're thinking, well, I've got a day at school, a day at the office, a day at home, a day visiting friends, going around the house. So what on earth have these verses from Joshua 10 got to say to me today? Well, it is easy to think like that, but we really shouldn't. Because we've said before that we don't have to be Joshua in order to learn the lessons from the book that bears his name. We're not the leader of God's chosen people, fighting literally ferocious enemies all around us. But we do serve the same God as Joshua. And so let me suggest three things from these verses to take with you wherever you're going to be today and through the coming week. First, be courageous. You won't be fighting hostile Canaanites, but you may well be facing situations that are worrying, maybe even terrifying. And Joshua and the people he leads exemplify courage. And courage is not another name for foolhardiness. Foolhardiness is when we do things with no good reason for doing it. But when we, like Israel, are following and obeying the clear commands of our God, then be courageous. Second, be obedient. I think obedience is becoming a wonderfully rich theme in this book of Joshua. And yet again we read of the people being obedient to God, in the battles, even in the burying of the defeated kings. So be courageous, be obedient, and thirdly, remember. Set up memorials to remember God's many blessings to you. Back in chapter 4, when God parted the Jordan, they set up a memorial to God's wonderful power. In chapter 7, when Achan was punished for his sin, the people set up a memorial to God's righteous anger. And now here in chapter 10, they set up a memorial to the God-given victory over these five kings. Every time we gather to share the Lord's Supper, we remember the Lord's death for us personally on the cross as a memorial. Do keep personal anniversaries of God's wondrous goodness in your life. The King James Bible has a lovely word for such memorials, Ebenezers. It comes in 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 12, where we read, Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Courage, obedience, and remembering. Put the three of them together in your daily life, and there will be much joy and thankfulness at the end of the day. Let's pray. Some words from a hymn by Francis Ridley Havergal. Sit down beneath his shadow and rest with great delight. The faith that now up beholds him is pledge of future sight. Our Master's love remember, so great and free and true. Lift up your heart in gladness, for he remembers you. Lord, as we bow before you now in these few moments, we pray for this day and these days, for obedience, for courage, and to remember your great and many, many blessings toward us, that we might come to the end of each day with thankfulness and joy. We ask it for your praise and glory. Amen.